peace go with your brother. Though I ain't so proud anymore, peace go with your brother. Recognition don't come cheap anymore. You my lawyer, you my doctor, yeah, but somehow you forgot about me. And now when I see you, all I can say is peace. Peace go with your brother. Seem to matter much now, just what I say. Peace go with your brother. You the kind of man who think he got to have his own way. You my father, you my uncle and my cousin and my son. But sometimes I wish you were none. But I manage to smile and I say, peace go with your brother.
Après le troisième album, Jill Scott-Heron claque la porte de son producteur puisqu'il ne veut pas créditer Brian Jackson en tant que co-compositeur. Il trouve donc Strata East, une micro-entreprise fonctionnant comme une coopérative et très black consciousness. Premier album dans cette maison où l'artiste reste propriétaire de son œuvre, Winter in America. Ici l'extrait Peace Go With You Brother, samplé par le grand poète de notre temps, j'ai nommé Kendrick Lamar. Écoutez juste avant. Et ça n'est évidemment pas un hasard.
Time is right up on us now, brother. Don't make no sense for us to be arguing now. All of your children and all of my children are gonna have to pay for our mistakes someday. Yes, and until then, may peace guide your way. Yeah. Peace go with your brother, wherever you go. Peace go with your brother.
Samplez-moi, c'est la mise en bouche.
Yeah, I know myself far too well to be
a stranger of pain. Despite it all, we remain in the same. I'm just changing the game. Heart pure, never tainted with fame. Straight ahead, I'ma stay in my lane. Never switching courses. Life's amazing, shit is gorgeous. Looking at the bigger picture, portrait, and I smile wide. Performed a song and the crowd cried. How can I lie? I'm tearing up as I'm starting to stare in y'all lies. I know the shit you going through the last month. You stressing as you hitting on that glass blunt. A nigga praying to get lucky like Daft Punk. You can't even stomach the pain, now that's a bad lunch. Ramen noodles on the regular. Add some seasoning and some hot sauce for a better touch. Peanut butter, jelly and syrup, sandwich, etc. And we just flying in the nebula. And it might not be such a bad idea if I never went home again. See, it might not be such a bad idea if I never went home again. Don't you cry, little baby, it'll be alright. Don't you cry.
So there was a lot of change in the 60s, but is there still a ways to go combating racism?
Oh yeah, yeah. I think that education is the biggest thing, the most important thing. As music has done a lot. I think when the Beatles came over and said that they'd been listening to Ray Charles and B.B. King and those kind of people, that showed a lot of people that in other areas the home team is what's important. You see, when you're in France, the French people don't have those kind of hang-ups because they're home. I think that the fact that we're not Americans, that the Indians are the Americans here, that we're all foreigners in a sense, has kept a lot of alienation going on, and a lot of jealousy, a lot of inferiority, and a lot of complexes built up.
Huh.
So don't you shed a tear, cause there'll be better years. I live life by faith, nigga, instead of fear. God crying, thunderstorms is heaven tears. The feeling of lost hope, shit is never here. Cause we gon' make it happen by any means. A young nigga dog, but I done witnessed many things. Age 13, wearing hand-me-down skinny jeans. You know they're a little extra faded around the knees with the grass stains in them. I really wish a little extra cash came in them, cause a nigga really needed it. Pain I defeated it and brought back. Soul survivor, nigga, what you call that? And it might not be such a bad idea if I never went home again. See, it might not be such a bad idea if I never went home again. Don't you cry, little baby. It'll be alright. Don't you cry, little baby. It's gonna be alright.
Might not be such a bad idea if I never went home again. Stand as far away from me as you can.
Mosri, Home is where the hatred is, qu'on écoute là, est un de ses meilleurs titres. Gilles chante, déclame, un message désespéré. Le personnage qu'il décrit est en train de se noyer sous le poids de ses tourments, de ses addictions, survivra-t-il ? Un texte prémonitoire pour un artiste qui, rappelons-le, occupera ses dernières années entre prison et problèmes de drogue, avant un retour salutaire.
Silent screams.
show you how to rip the recipe.
I don't want your apple pie, mama. Yeah, I ain't trying to dap up niggas blocking me. Yeah, made it out the spot straight to Quintana. And I'm still that nigga with diamonds on my blocker.
Are you in touch with what's going on in the Native American movements? Or
well, I've tried to be involved. Well, when we were in Arizona and in New Mexico, we met a lot of folks who were Native Americans and got involved with some of the programs they were doing, including Big Mountain.
You tour around a lot, I guess.
Yeah, we do a lot of touring.
So the revolution wasn't televised in the 60s. Is it going to be televised in the 90s?
Well, you know, the catchphrase, what that was all about, the revolution will not be televised, that was about the fact that the first change that takes place is in your mind. You have to change your mind before you change the way you live and the way you move. So when we said that the revolution will not be televised, we were saying that, like, that the thing that's going to change people is something that no one will ever be able to capture on film. It'll just be something that you see, and all of a sudden you realize, I'm on the wrong page, or I'm on the right page, but I'm on the wrong note. And I've got to get in sync with everyone else to understand what's happening in this country.
I came to get it nominated from a spot that y'all seen Bun B blow up. I hate to break your heart, I bet I make a mark that y'all see a legacy go up. Go y'all to break your pockets, boy, I'm out in Paris letting all these beats go up. I'm making one appearance, what these niggas hate, making it for seasons. H-Town, no, we gon' stunt. I'm for real in your rollie tick. Look, bitch, this the rodeo, but I ain't going out for your bullshit. And I don't want your apple pie, mama. I don't wanna dap up niggas blocking me. I am everything except a rapper. Shit, I got it lit, 25 lighters on my dresser, oh yeah.
Roxanne and I. Roxanne and I. Yep, yep. Roxanne and I. Yep, yep. Yep. Roxanne and I. Yep, yep. Yep. Roxanne and I. Yep, yep. Yep,
Roxanne and I.
Yep, yep, yep.
Case of Rasa Ross, so the story goes. On and on and back and forth. The evolution's absolute. Tours and shows with groupie whores. Wouldn't hesitate if he had to shoot, though we'd rather not. Forever been the elephant in the room that everyone can't wait to run and tell about. The head to the body of the belligerent militant group that sponsors the revolution that would not be televised. Decide to cross those little guys, you've obviously been ill-advised. Yet and still, the question that arises to the mind, will he make it? Was it worth it? Did he win? Will he survive? The rodeo.
C'est la mise en bouche de son Piedmont.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew. Eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a...
La chanson emblématique de Gilles Scott-Heron, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, est apparue pour la première fois sur son album de 1970 intitulé Small Talk at 125th and Lennox. Ici, on entend sa version à brin plus mélodique tirée de l'album Pieces of a Man de 71. Gilles Scott-Heron était un fervent défenseur des droits civils. Il a participé activement au mouvement pour les droits des Afro-Américains et a utilisé sa musique comme moyen de sensibilisation sociale et politique.
Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised.
There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, women liberationists, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
No human heard by someone else. I can tell by the way you carry yourself, but if you let me, here's what I'll do. I'll take care of you. I've loved and I've lost the same as you. So you see, I know just what you've been through. And if you let me, here's what I'll do. I'll take care of you. You won't ever have to worry. You won't ever have to cry. For I'll be there beside you. Dry your weeping eyes. So darling, tell me that you'll be true. There's no doubt in my mind, know what I wanna do. And just as true as one and one is two, I know I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you.
Thank you.
En 2011, Jamie Smith, aka Jamie XX, a sorti un album entier de remix du dernier album de son vivant du maître Scott Aaron, dont on écoute ici un extrait. Un véritable croisement de style et d'influence entre le crooner et le nouveau prodige de la pop électro récemment auréolé du Mercury Prize avec son groupe The XX.
Americans have been the only real diehard Americans here, because we're the only ones who carried the process through the process. That everyone else has sort of like skipped stages. We're the ones who marched, we're the ones who carried the Bible, we're the ones who carried the flag, we're the ones who tried to go through the courts. And being born American didn't seem to matter, because we were born Americans, but we still had to fight for what we were looking for. And we still had to go through those channels and those processes.
And do you see the fight going on today?
I see that it's necessary. I see that everything that they take to the Supreme Court is something that should have been decided ages ago, and they're trying to re-decide it and readdress it, because evidently the majority is not important when it comes to law. I think that the NAACP was the most important organization that they've had in this century, because of the way they attacked the system by taking it to the courts.
I see the iron weed, my nigga, yours is my drama. Standing in front of the judge with no honor. My raps ignite the people like Obama. The karma of the streets is needs and takes. Sometimes we find peace in beats and breaks. With the bang in the back so the seats can shake. Rebel Cadillac music for the people's sake. The people.
just 30 miles from Detroit. There stands a giant power station. It ticks each night as the city sleeps. The seconds from annihilation. But no one stopped to think about the people or how they would survive. And we almost lost Detroit this time. How would we ever get over losing our mind? The sheriff of Monroe County had a sure enough disasters on his mind. And what would Karen Silkwood say to you if she was still alive? That when it comes to people's safety, money wins out every time.
Écoutez donc cette mise en bouche version XL, c'est bien la première fois, sur le site de Jet FM et la page de Samplez-moi. Tracklist complète consultable également. Je vous invite à lire cette excellente BD intitulée « À la recherche de Gilles Scott Aaron, le parrain du rap » de Thomas Mosery et Seb Piquet, sorti aux Arènes BD en 2022. La semaine prochaine, c'est la dernière de la saison, une relecture faite par Madlib du catalogue Blue Note. Hip-hop et jazzy, Shades of Blue, fête tout pile ses 20 ans la semaine prochaine. D'ici là, bonne semaine sur les ondes de Jet avec une mouture détendue de Samplez-moi mercredi 20h. A bientôt!
Please.